I've also seen, and it's fascinating, this one, that the U.S. Army Redstone Arsenal, where they develop advanced concepts, for example, for ballistic missile defense, employed Dr. Ning Li, this Chinese-American lady who had been playing around with superconductors.
Yeah.
And incidentally, Ning Li was saying that one of the effects she got from this, that she aimed to get from her superconducting discs, was a force field beam which would be able to deflect objects. The U.S. Redstone Arsenal in Alabama was looking and paying Ning Li to further investigate those concepts.
Why do you think the Army, Nick, of all the services to be pursuing this, you would not think Army first?
You wouldn't think Army first at all. But in this uncertain era in which we live, this era of massive asymmetric threat, to use the core parlance of the Pentagon, wherein you can get 9/11 type incidents dramatically overturning the status quo in an instant, what you are looking for as an antidote is a truly transformational weapon system, something that totally leapfrogs the state of the art. Now, something like Ning Li's force field beam, which incidentally as well was reflected by Dr. Eugene Podkletnov working over in Finland, who was saying exactly the same thing. If you can deploy that beam, point it into space, deflect a rogue incoming nuclear warhead, or for that matter, somebody you consider to be the bad guy, his satellite, you can do extraordinary things. Things that to a simplified eye would appear nothing short of magic, but which actually is firmly rooted in some pretty far out science. So all of these things, I think, are now on the agenda. That's why the Defense Department is looking at transformational weapon systems like this, like microwave weapons, lasers, and other directed energy devices.
And so this a Chinese scientist you were talking about, she works for us, for the Defense Department?
She does. This was a contract. In fact, she was paid, her company was paid $500,000 by the U.S. Army's Redstone Arsenal to further develop her superconducting rotating discs, specifically to develop these force field effects.
And exactly how far along do we know her to be?
Well, this is an interesting one, because I met and interviewed her at this conference in Washington 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And she was quite forthcoming. She didn't want to discuss her military work. She struck me as an enlightened individual who would like her work to be done for peaceful purposes, but she's caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, in that she knows that the best, perhaps the only means of short-term funding is through the military. But what she was saying was that she was very close to developing hardware, and that this
anti-gravity hardware.
Yeah, this is a force field beam. What Podkletnov terms a pulsed anti-gravitational beam, which she was saying would generate 11 kilowatts of energy. Now, in an initial application, that's quite a lot. But in its
But with what kind of input to achieve this?
You are you're talking about a jolt of electricity into the influence of the superconducting disk of a couple of million volts. So
to get it going,
you're sending this it's a pulsed beam.
Yes,
it's a zap, if you like.
Yes,
but this pulse is generated by an intense burst of electrical energy, which is then fed into the superconductor, which is inducing these strange anti-gravitational or gravity shielding effects, and you are sending that pulse along a linear path of some considerable distance.